Okay. This is a few of us left here. Everybody else is on back. It's my job just to kind of wrap up the whole weekend. And first of all, I just want to thank you all for coming. I hope you guys all had a good time. And there's one thing missing this morning, though. There's not some loud music coming through the wall. Anyway, we will talk to the hotel people about that tomorrow just to let them know and see what they've got to say about it. But anyway, but I do hope all you guys got closer to God, closer to each other, and had a good time. And I thought we'd just spend a couple minutes just letting some of you share what's the most important thing you got out of the weekend. I thought you were raising your hand back there, Virginia. Just drinking coffee, aren't you? Jen?
I think for me, it was actually Denise's, like, using the pictures in the beginning.
She always has good object lessons.
Yeah, no, she doesn't stick with me.
Yeah.
But at first when she's like, okay, which one do you think you are? I was like, oh, I'm definitely that first one. Because I tend to beat myself up. But then as she was explaining, I'm like, oh, because I've grown. You know, I know that I'm getting better. And I know that I've defeated some of those sins. I just have a little bit further to go, and I've gotten stuck. And then I was like, okay, and I just feel like I have a renewed hope that I can overcome the rest of them that I feel like have been huge. I'm like, no, this God's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can keep moving forward and become that woman that God, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, being able to see myself the way God sees me. Because, you know, it's kind of a running joke in our house because Carter calls me Wonder Woman. Because, well, I look like her, kind of.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to see myself the way God and Carter sees me.
Yeah.
As opposed to how I think the world.
Yeah. That's good. Very good. Yeah. Anybody else? You all look like you slept very well last night. We're guessing we had about 2 hours, somewhere between 3 and 5 is what I'm thinking. Anyway, okay, well, that's all right. I know. I just kind of wanted to see what everybody had to throw out there. So what I'm going to do is kind of summarize what we talked about. And I know it's already been summarized a little bit. But Friday night, you guys all heard what we did Friday night. And I just love the whole Friday night concept. And I know I'd like to do more of that in the future. I think we should have, like, 2 or 3 more things throughout the year, and we can call it Wonder Woman to the Rescue, because doesn't that just make you think? I mean, like, it just put the whole thought in my mind of, here's something, and I'm Wonder Woman, I need to go do something about it. So I thought that was great. And then, you know, yesterday morning, like we said, Denise started us off with Who Me, Wonder Woman. And when we sat down and started planning the whole retreat, I remember Denise asking us the question, what's the main thing we're trying to say at this retreat? And I think all of us at the table kind of said, basically, what we're getting at is just like that song, Don't You Know Who You Are? I think you guys know that song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try. No. I was tempted, but I thought, no. I can't remember. It's a song, Don't You Know Who You Are? You Are More Than the Blah, 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 Blah. You know. But the whole point of her lesson is getting at, like Jen was saying, I mean, all of us have ideas in our head or who we really are or who we're not. And, you know, we want, this is like the foundation of everything for us to look at ourselves the way God does. You know, and it, every now and then I try to ask myself, how would God want me to feel about this? And that really helps me because, you know, when you're tempted to worry or be insecure or whatever, if you try to line your thinking up with God's thinking, because, you know, our self-talk is not so good a lot of times. So, you know. So, anyway, first of all, we got to, you know, look at ourselves the way God does. Then Gina's class. And really, to me, Gina's class can sum up, as Christians, our superpower should come from God's Word and from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's probably all of us do better sometimes and worse at other times getting in the Bible. But, you know, I just think we all need to be working on getting in God's Word and really believing what it says. You know, either what it says about us, you know, or what it says about, you know, all the different things going on. Instead of listening to what the world says or what we tell ourselves. And then the Holy Spirit, I think that's something we're all growing in, because we don't do real well at listening to the Holy Spirit and thinking about the power that is available to us. So, okay. Then we had lunch, and that was really good. All right, we can't complain about lunch. I think that was perfect. So, okay, and then the two breakout classes. To me, the morning was like foundation. Then the afternoon was about us growing and changing. And I'm not going to go through all this, because I really can't wait to get the lessons online, and because it was tough picking, because honestly I would have loved to have gone all six classes. But I went to Sharon's class. She had a great object lesson about getting rid of our sin, you know, taking the sin off and getting rid of it. She ran it all through a shredder, which was a good visual, and then putting on the good things. She had another row where you put on the good things, like the armor of God. And then Stephanie talked to us about what she's gotten, what she's learned about compassion. But anyway, it's a process for all of us to grow and change. Then the next one, you can make a difference. And again, I only got to go to one of them, of course, but I thought Sue and Susie did a great job talking about the community. So, you know, I would like to encourage all you guys to get the lessons and listen to them. I know it'll be a week or two. And Emily's going to take the video and put it on YouTube, so we can watch it maybe a little better than last night, and for the people who didn't get to be here to hear it. So we'll let you know when it gets up. So, and then last night, Nicole tried to finish as well as we could hear her. I didn't notice all you young people kind of, you knew all the songs next door. I had no idea what they were. But anyway, about our greatest mission, for us to be fulfilling what God's got in mind for us. And taking some time and thinking about what your shape is. Like in the video at the end, one of the things we talked about for the video is, I know, like me and Emily talked about it, and I think me and Susan talked about it some, is when you stop and think, what is your mission? I mean, a lot of us don't have like one thing. We don't sew like Ellen, or we don't sign for deaf people. And, you know, your mission is really what's in front of you. What is God putting in front of you? Okay, so I'm going to stop right now. And last year, Denise had a door prize. I thought we should keep up that tradition. I don't know if you remember, last year I got those very stylish Jesus shoes. They're very nice. So I have two chairs in this room. There's a little yellow tag that says, on the leg of your chair, it says door prize, if you want to look.
On the leg.
Yes, not open. There you go. Carol's got one.
It was you.
Brandy.
It's over by you, girl. I know where it's at. Anyway, this is just a little Wonder Woman keychain.
About that.
Look, Kathy gave me a Wonder Woman bracelet today. I hope that thing's recording. I think it is. Okay, so now I just want to wrap it up with a little thought here. Obviously, all of us are in different places. You know, some of us are new Christians, some of us are older Christians, some of us are young, some of us old. Some of us in this room are thriving right now, some of us are just trying to survive and get through things. But all of us have the same thing in front of us right now, and that's a choice. What are you going to do with this weekend? And I want to read this verse to you. It's been on my mind a lot, out of Galatians 6, 7 through 9. And I'm going to change the words just a little bit to make it into a woman thing. Okay. A woman reaps what she sows. Whoever sows to please her flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Okay, and I don't know if you guys have heard, I remember hearing this long time ago, we reap what we sow, we reap more than we sow, and we reap later than we sow. And I've seen this to be true, I'm sure you guys have too. I mean, I can look around now and see good things being harvested, and I can see bad things being harvested because of the sowing that went on years ago. And so I just want to ask you guys just to take some time and examine what you're doing right now. What are you sowing right now? you know, what's going on in your life, because you're going to reap from that, and it's going to be you and your children or your marriage or whatever is going to reap the benefits of what you're sowing right now. And I had a aunt pass away not that long ago, and I was kind of close to her, but not super close to her, but I knew what she was about, you know, and I knew you felt loved when you're around her. Which I say aunt, it just makes me think about Maria last night. She was so funny. She said she's going to start calling me Aunt Susan. So she called me Aunt Susie. She said, me and Sierra are going to go upstairs to our apartment. That's what she kept calling. It was so funny. But anyway. So when my aunt passed away, my cousin, who it was her mom, she put on Facebook, a beautiful life well lived. And have you guys ever heard that phrase before? Yeah, I actually don't remember ever hearing it, but I think it is a common funeral kind of slang thing. But it really struck me, because I thought, that's the kind of life I want to live. I want to have a beautiful life that's full of God's things, and I want to live it well, which is my choice. And I just want to throw that out to you guys right now, along with your choice and what you're sowing right now. Are you going to lead a beautiful life, well lived? You know, are you going to take the things out of this weekend? Like, are you going to see yourself the way God does? Are you going to obey what His Word says? Are you going to not quench the Spirit and let the power of God work in your life? Are you going to be transforming and making a difference? And are you going to be about the mission God has for you in your life? Are you going to be leading a beautiful life? That's all I have for you. And Jesse's going to close us in prayer. And again, thank you guys all for coming. Hope you had a good time. You knew about this, didn't you? You don't have to come up here, but you can. She wants to come up here so she can hug me. Go ahead, Jesse.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for this weekend and for us getting together, God. I know some things didn't go as planned with the music and all that, but just thank you for letting it still go through and for us having a good time and being able to learn a lot and get challenged on some stuff, God. And just help it to be something that we hold with us as we go through the next following weeks, God. Just thank you for everything you do. Amen.
All right, we'll see you guys all at church, I guess.